You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're continuing on with the series on the Sabbath, the fourth commandment, and finishing up with the common objections that Sunday keepers use to justify violating the fourth commandment. So, here's one, Romans 6:14, but we're not under the law, we're under grace. Well, this is absolutely true, but nobody reads the next verse. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid! That's Romans 6:15. It says, just because we're under grace does not mean we have license to sin. We shouldn't sin because we're under grace. It's common sense, folks. Sin is the transgression of the law. 1 John 3:4. If you want a verse to memorize, start with, this should be in the top 10 anyhow. I ask people all the time, what is sin? And depending on what denomination they belong to or where they go, what they've been taught, well, killing or drinking or gambling. Nobody, hardly, that I ask, unless they keep the Sabbath, when you say, what is the biblical definition of sin? Do they say, oh, that's easy. 1 John 3:4, sin is transgression of the law. That means you violate one of God's laws, that's a sin. Which law? Any law. Doesn't matter which one. Violate any of them, and it's a sin. So interpreting under grace as a license to sin is just plain wrong. Jesus came to save his people from their sins, not tell them that it's okay to sin. Let me put it like this. If you are going down the road, it's a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit, and you're doing 50 miles an hour, and a cop pulls you over and gives you a ticket, and I go down to court, and I say to the judge, I want to pay the penalty for that man's transgression, for that man's sin. He was violating the law, and there's a penalty for violating the law, and I am willing to pay that penalty for him. So I go down, and the judge says, all right, $100 and $25 court costs. So I go down to the clerk, and I paid $125 for you, for your violation. Does that mean that you can go out in the parking lot, get in your car, and go down the road and speed again? Go down that same road, same speed limit, 20 miles over the speed limit, because I've paid the penalty for that sin for you? Well, absolutely not. People would think that that's ridiculous. That's ludicrous. But that's what people want to do with Jesus paying the penalty for our sins. That doesn't mean we're free to go out there and sin again over and over and over. But that's what people, that's how they live their life when it comes to God's laws. They pick and choose the laws that they agree with. And most Christians will say, oh yeah, this murder, that's bad. So we're going to say it's wrong to murder. Stealing, oh, that's bad too. We're going to teach against stealing. But it comes to any of God's laws that have to do with the Sabbath, the holy days, clean and unclean, clothing laws, anything like that, oh, they don't want to hear anything about that. Those are all nailed to the cross. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.